The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, so we're going to have a little fun. We're going to push back today from the table of politics and all these heavy issues. We're going to get away from that. I do this once a year and just have a little fun with this particular question. And I'm going to open up the phones to all of you. And I actually do this with my students every year. Because if you don't know, or if you're newer to the show, so when I'm teaching every week, I've got 8 in-person classes that I teach, 2 online classes. I've got about 167 students each week. And to take attendance, I ask questions, usually just kind of almost like get to know you icebreaker kind of questions. But when it comes to, you see what happened on Facebook?
Yeah, doing it again. I don't know why.
All right. Well, just jump us out of there and bring us back on. So we're having some Facebook issues these days. Isn't that fun? And so one of the questions I asked them, it's themed questions. So we were doing like Thanksgiving questions, Thanksgiving meal questions. And then now today, this week, we switched to Christmas questions. The question this week was, what's your favorite Christmas movie or show? So for those of us, most of us listening, you're probably in the ballpark of my age. I'm 56. And so we remember Christmas shows on television, whether it's Charlie Brown Christmas or the original Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or Frosty the Snowman, when they use those little almost felt-looking stop-motion animation kind of stuff. That back in the day, remember, we used to watch that on ABC, CBS, NBC, whatever. And then, of course, we started getting into Christmas movies and animated movies and The Grinch and all that kind of stuff. So I asked that question just this week. What's your favorite Christmas movie or Christmas show? But one of the questions I ask is, and I'm asking you this question, we'll have a little fun with this today, is what are some of your favorite Christmas presents you remember getting as a kid? It could be the bike. It could be Betty Crocker's Easy Bake Oven. Remember that? Now we're dating ourselves here when we start talking about these toys. But I think that's kind of fun to get in the Wayback Machine and do that. So that's what I want to do today and open up the phones to you. And if you're on Facebook Live, you can share there as well. What kind of toys, Christmas presents do you remember getting when you were a kid? Any fond memories there? Just have a little fun. Oh, Steve, there's so many things going on in the world. Why, that seems like such a kind of a silly topic. Yes, I know it is. But I'm also trying to balance out our diet. I'm trying to balance out my diet. We don't need to talk about the news of the day every day. We don't need to be obsessed with that and politics and what's going on and what's happening with Congress or Biden or this, that, or the other thing. There's all that garbage is out there, and we'll be there again tomorrow and the day after and the day after. So just lighten it up a little bit. Have a little fun with the season. 866-348-7884. Just think about this. Go into the Wayback Machine. And what are some Christmas presents you remember from your childhood that were particularly touching or interesting? They could be plain old weird, something strange, something that scarred you for the rest of your life, and you still remember it. I've got quite a few Christmas memories myself. I'll share some of those. But would love to just open up the phones and have a little fun with us today as we enter into the Christmas season. Tomorrow is December 1st, so play along. My friends on Facebook Live are playing along. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884. Or 866-34-TRUTH is the easier way to remember that. And just get into the Wayback Machine and just think about some Christmas presents from when you were a child. And you go back in the day, right? So, like I mentioned, I'm 56. So one of my things that I was usually looking at, because you'd get those, remember those Toys R Us catalogs that would come in the mail? And I'd look through that, and I was usually interested in what's going on in the world of Lego. And for a while, I was really interested. I had a lot of G.I. Joe stuff. I have a couple of G.I. Joe stories. And then, of course, in 1977, when the world took a turn for the better and Star Wars came out, then I was always looking for some Star Wars gifts. But a lot of fun things, a lot of neat memories. But what about for you? What do you remember growing up? Come on, everybody, play along. This shouldn't be that difficult. Let's have a little fun today. Push away from Fox News, CNN, Twitter, whatever. And let's have some fun and look back at Christmases long gone by. 866-348-7884 is the number, the call-in number today. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And just play along. And that's because I guarantee you, here's what happens. Once you start calling in, and you got to call in to make this work, right? 866-34-TRUTH. Then people are going to say things. You're going to be like, oh, man. I haven't thought about that in years. I had one of those. I always wanted one of those, whatever the case may be. It's always kind of fun because people are bringing up things that are going back 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. I've had people call in before and say, well, you know, I'm 80 now, and I remember when I was 10, and they'll describe something that was definitely before my time. But other people will say things, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that thing. Sometimes you don't remember the name. Like, remember with the beanbags and the tic-tac-toe thing? I don't know. It was about 2 feet square. And you'd play tic-tac-toe by throwing beanbags. You remember that thing? And you'd hit it and flip it over, and it's in a circle or a square or whatever. Stuff like that. So I want to hear from you today. Play along. Otherwise, I'm just going to share my own Christmas memories for the next hour, which I can do. I've got a lot of them. But I'd rather you be a part of this Christmas game. 866-348-7884. And I know you're sitting there thinking, oh, lots of other people are going to call in. All right, Rush Limbaugh used to bring this up. Good old Rush Limbaugh. Used to remind everybody on the air that only about 1 out of 1,000 people is comfortable calling into a talk radio show. Isn't that funny? 1 out of 1,000. So if you're thinking, oh, there's going to be tons of people calling. It's usually more difficult than you'd think. But now the phones are starting to ring, so I appreciate that. Thanks for playing along. But let's just enjoy ourselves, have a little Christmas cheer, push away from the news of the day, and talk about Christmas presents you remember from when you were a kid. 866-348-7884 is our number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. We have 3 lines lit up. Well, that means we have 1 more left to go, and we're going to hit the break here in about 20 seconds. So just think about that. And maybe it was maybe when you were 10 or 6 or 12 or 13. And if you have something that happened in the last few years that's particularly meaningful to you and you're older like me, I'm 56, that's fine. But particularly, I'd like to focus on our childhood. Let's go back. And it's kind of fun. Get your mind off of some of the garbage going on today, some of the challenging things. Let's go back to days that were simpler, perhaps a little more fun as kids. 866-348-7884. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Tomorrow's December 1st. So like we do every year, I always do this call-in show. And just remember what kind of presents you really loved getting at Christmas back when you were, preferably when you were young, when you were a little bambino, a little kid, a little boy, a little girl. What kind of presents, what kind of memories do you have about the presents that you got? Under the tree, around the tree, some were wrapped, some weren't. But what particularly, what kind of toys do you remember getting? Or maybe it's a bike, or maybe you got a pony. Maybe you're in one of those families and you got a pony or you got a dog or a kitty cat, whatever. But just looking into the Wayback Machine, all right, and share some of that. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Jen's calling in from North Carolina. Thanks for calling. Merry Christmas. Go ahead.
Did you say Jan?
I did. Thank you, Jan, for calling. What kind of presents do you remember?
Okay, I remember when I was 10, my mother and father gave me a small accordion, and I tried to play those accordions, and listen, I don't have a bit of rhythm. I couldn't do it, and then when I went to college at age 38, I nearly drove my husband and 2 boys crazy trying to play the recorder. I just, you know, that's one thing that was a bomber. But at the same year, I got a rebuilt bicycle.
Ooh.
Now, I'm from Alabama, and we were very, very poor factory workers, and I got a rebuilt bicycle. And that bicycle put me on the road to lifelong exercise.
Mm.
Now, in 1983, the greatest gift I've ever been given is my husband cross-stitched a poem to me that he had written.
Whoa.
And laid on my pillow a year or two before. But it was Thanksgiving, he went back to Ingersoll Rand and cross-stitched that and did it as a surprise. But when we went home to Alabama, he had a picture of him and me with our street name in Huntsville, Alabama, which was in my sister's neighborhood just off of Redstone Arch. The street names were Janice and Harold.
Hmm.
And that was our name. And
wow, that's cool.
There was a yield sign underneath it. And so we were kissing underneath that. And so he put that picture with his cross-stitch poem that said,
"Wow,
I've got to repeat the poem. I am you, you are me. Together we are one. Strange love, the key."
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Now the problem with that, Jan, is I don't know that there's many husbands out there, myself included, that can kind of measure up to that. But that's a pretty awesome story. And yeah, I mean that's a great one, and it's heartfelt, and it's really cool. And the fact that you get a rebuilt bicycle because you couldn't afford a new one, but yet it ended up being a great gift anyway, which is super cool. Jan, thanks so much for calling in today. I appreciate that. What a great story. Guys better learn how to do kind of cross stitch. Let's go to Seth calling in from North Carolina. Seth, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, Steve, thanks for everything that you do. I was just calling to say hey and tell you a little bit about a present that I had when I was a kid. I'm around your age. It was the Masters of the Universe He-Man, the castle that all the figures would fit into.
Whoa.
I had figures growing up, but the castle was really cool because it opened up and you could put everybody in there.
Now, how big? I remember He-Man, and the castle sounds familiar. How big were those things? Like, how tall is one?
They were about 2 or 3 feet. You could get a couple of them in there. They usually had 1 or 2 stories. I think I got the He-Man one, the Grayskull one, 1 year, and the following year I got Skeletor's castle.
Whoa.
That one was pretty cool, too. It had a little microphone that you could talk into. And
oh, excellent.
And things. Yeah. So,
that's
great
super
stuff
cool.
For a kid.
Yeah, fun memories. That's great. Seth, thanks so much for calling in, man, and have a great and Merry Christmas. Let's jump over to Tom. If you want to call in and kind of jump in on the fun, just having some fun today, 866-348-7884. Christmas presents you remember from when you were a wee little lad, a wee little girl, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's jump over to Tom. Tom, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for taking my call. Really enjoyed the show. My childhood memory, Christmas present, was a Baja Bug made by Cox. It's a nitro-powered car.
Whoa.
And my dad got it to me. I think I was 9 years old. And it was probably age inappropriate, but we ended up running it in our basement and smoked out the whole downstairs. It was the greatest gift I ever got.
Yeah, that's so cool. What a great story. That one's going to stay with you probably forever. Tom, thanks so much for calling in and sharing that. Merry Christmas. That's so cool. I love that when the present, the whole thing kind of goes, oops. Have you ever done that as a parent? You bought a gift and then after it's up and running, you're like, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Yeah, I think I've been there. Been there, done that. Let's jump over to my buddy Clay. Clay, got about 2 minutes. Go right ahead.
Well, brother, you know, I can only reflect about certain things. I know that, you know, probably you're like me, and that, you know, I got like 2 or 3 years on you in the age. But I know, remember when I was younger, I got Legos, I got Fisher Techniques and stuff like that. But when I got to like the age of around 8, 9, 10, 11, I received this weather kit, and I found it interesting because I've learned to, you know, I guess my biological parents thought I was going to become a meteorologist, but that did not happen because I've learned so much about the weather. I've learned, you know, I share people about certain things, but you know what? I got up in the age and I said, you know what? The most part, as I got older, you know, into the 20s, 30s, and 40s, 50s, and stuff like that, I said the most amazing part to me is Christmas and what the first six letters of Christmas are. It's about Christ.
Yeah.
And about, you know, him being born on Christmas Day. And that's what's been amazing to me, because you can't go away from Christmas because, you know, it's a, you know, being able to know in your heart. That's most important. I mean, that's sure. what I remember. You know, because I looked up to Santa Claus for, like, you know, the first 20 years or so, and then I'm like, okay, my birthday's only 2 weeks away from Christmas, and I mean, you know, but that's you know, things like that have decided. Just to think about what you've got as a child to what you're getting now.
Yeah.
You're getting blessed by yeah. the overall that's thing right. about Christmas. And so, you know, I know that people were reflecting, and I'm hearing them share something. I'm like, wow, even when you shared a couple of things, I'm like, man, wow, that's amazing. And it just takes you back.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're all up in our age now, but we're still bigger children than we used to be.
Isn't that true? Yes. I would say that's one of my – we're up against a break, Clay, but I would say that's one of my secrets at this point in my life. I just refuse to mature. And as long as I refuse to mature, I stay feeling pretty young. Merry Christmas, my brother. Always great to hear from you. If you want to share about some presents you remember from when you were a kid, give us a call. Just having a little fun today on the Steve Noble Show. 866-34-TRUTH is the number, as always. 866-34-TRUTH. Merry Christmas. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Just having a little Christmas fun today, pushing back away from the table of breaking news and politics and cultural rot and all those fun things. To just lean into the season a little bit, just asking you to think back when you were younger and what kind of Christmas presents come to mind, what kind of toys or whatever that you got when you were a child. And we're going to keep doing that. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884. Would love to have you share some of those Christmas memories here on the show today. 866-34-TRUTH. And then in the last segment of the show, we've got a couple. I think we're going to give away a couple of tickets this Friday at Triad Baptist Church, which I think is in the Greensboro area. The Christian band, a new song, along with Francesca Battistelli, who has just an amazing voice. They've got the Very Merry Christmas and More tour. So they're going to be in Greensboro at Triad Baptist Church this Friday, December 2nd in the evening. So I think we're going to have a couple of tickets to give away for that. And we've got Jeremy Chandler's going to call in and tell us all about that in the fourth segment of the show. So we'll have some fun with that. So if you're in the Greensboro area, particularly get ready for that. And we'll give away a couple of tickets in the fourth segment. But right now, just taking your calls about Christmas presents you remember from when you were younger. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Kevin calling in from South Carolina. Thanks for calling, Kevin. Merry Christmas. Go ahead. Hey, Kevin, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Thanks so much for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just remembering back when I was in Germany, I was a kid. My parents were in the military, and one of the greatest presents that I had received was I was in the Voltron, and I had the metal die-cast lion that they had produced, and just absolute favorite, shocked my world, and I wanted to correlate that with kind of like the present that Jesus gave us, right, his son, and I really didn't understand until, well, years later now, when I'm,
I think I lost Kevin there. Oh, yep, we definitely lost Kevin. Kevin, if you're still out there and you want to finish that story, we'd love to hear the rest of that, so please give us a call back. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's jump over to Brenda, who's also calling in from South Carolina. Brenda, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hi. I have a couple of presents that were very momentous that I remember. And the first one was a very large life-size doll. I was probably five, and I never had taken an interest in dolls at all.
Yeah.
This doll was my height, and I just really fell in love with this doll. And I named her John. I didn't give her a female name, but I gave her the name John, which is very unusual. And then the worst gift I think I've ever gotten at Christmas was at a school party in sixth grade. I was excited, you know, we had a party for the class, and I was excited to open my gift. And I opened my gift, and I was, you know, right there in front of a lot of people, and it was a pair of underwear.
Oh,
and it basically really freaked me out. You know,
yes.
Like, what in the world?
Oh,
you know. So, and the very best gift though was the birth of my daughter. I had been infertile for 12 years. And
wow.
I had her, and that was like, wow, the very best gift that God could have given me. So and
that's
course,
really cool.
And,
that's really cool.
So thank you for
yeah.
Taking
of course.
Your call, and
you're welcome.
We'll keep listening.
All right, great. Thanks, okay. Brenda. Merry Christmas. That's really cool. That's sixth grade. That had to be a sixth grade boy, right? I'm going to throw some underwear in a box and give it away for Christmas at school. Sixth grade boys are just not right. You know what I mean? They're just not right. So 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. What kind of presents do you remember from when you were a child, back on Christmas? A couple of stories that I would share. I was just looking this up. I can never remember the name of it. It was in the 1970s. And of course, I got the Evel Knievel, right? The wind-up Evel Knievel thing, and he takes off on his motorcycle. That was cool. And you jump that over anything and everything that you could. But then I got this one game. It was almost like it was battery-powered. It was like a little blower almost, and you would elevate the ping pong ball, and there was like a little obstacle course, kind of like a tabletop game. And you would try to get the ping pong ball around the course, but you're elevating it with a little blower. So it's almost like the blower you use out in the yard, right? But a small handheld version. And I remember that. That was really cool. And then my sister Kathy will remember this. She's watching on Facebook Live. One Christmas, I was big into G.I. Joe. Okay, and the one thing that I liked about my sisters having Barbie dolls is that G.I. Joe was always on the hunt for Barbie dolls and, you know, not to buy him a box of chocolates. And so one of the awesome G.I. Joe presents I got was a one-man submarine. Does anybody remember this? Yeah, the one-man submarine. And you stick the G.I. Joe guy in there. And then you have this little, you have the little hose and the air pump. The air pump, you use your hand or you put it under your foot. And you can either put the air in or take the air out. You take the air out, of course, it's going to sink. You put the air back in and it's going to come back up. Didn't always surface the way you wanted it to. And I made the mistake once of taking it with me to Lake Lure out in the mountains of North Carolina, which is not exactly like the Caribbean, so the water's not super clear. And I remember at one point we lost that, and then somebody was kind enough to go down and get that and bring it up. And then, of course, once we got to 1977, in the year of our Lord, 1977, when Star Wars came out, well, then that completely altered the trajectory of my Christmas list from that point on. And that Christmas, I remember getting a bunch of action figures, and then that's the Christmas when my entire bedroom went over to the dark side in terms of Star Wars, and I got, I don't even know that I asked for this. My mother just took care of it. And I got, you know, the bed sheets, the blanket, the curtains, the pillow shams, all that stuff. So you walk into my bedroom post-Christmas 1977, and it's just a Christmas Star Wars winter wonderland, which was beautiful. And then, of course, I left that stuff up all the time. And then my other sister, Sharon, will remember this one. I got a really cool – remember the old bicycles with the banana seats that kind of had the big handlebars and you got the big long banana seat? I had one of those. I got one of those for Christmas. And, of course, remember back in the day when you would use a clothespin to attach playing cards to the side, the frame of the bike – And then the playing card would get in the spokes, and you use a clothespin, you stick it in there, so brrr, right? So you think your bike sounds like a motorcycle. Anyway, I got this cool bike with the banana seat, and it was kind of greenish yellow, kind of one of those funky 1970s colors that was cool at the time. And then sometime that spring or early summer, my other sister borrowed it, took it to the pool where it was stolen. And this comes up literally every year since. I'm not bitter. I'm better. But every once in a while, we'll just joke about it. I'm like, yeah, thanks for getting my bike stolen. So that goes, I was probably, I don't know, 8, maybe 9. And I still remember that stuff. And one other thing I'll share, and then I want to get your calls again. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Speaking of my sister, Kathy's on Facebook Live, and she mentioned this before. The Betty Crocker Easy Bake Oven. Remember those? And all it takes, you get that little light in there, and it is an amazing that you can bake the little, it's like cupcake mix or brownie mix. And the heat of that light in that, I don't know if it had tin foil in it, I don't remember how it works. And the heat of that light in there was enough that you could bake, right? Quote unquote bake, I mean, air quotes. So that was pretty cool. I remember that. But especially in 1994, my wife and I both became Christians in the fall of 1994. When that was the first time in my life when all of a sudden Christmas carols that December made sense. They made sense and they were personal. So that's a Christmas really above all others that I'll always remember because all of a sudden the story made sense and the story was personal. So that was really cool. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. What kind of Christmas presents do you remember? And I've got, I think Jeremy's on line one, you guys. I think Jeremy's calling in about the concert this Friday. So I'll pull him up in the fourth segment. I want to make sure we do that. And I think he's going to give away a couple of tickets for that. That's this Friday at Triad Baptist Church, which I think is in the Greensboro area. We'll get some more information from Jeremy on that. That's that's a concert series that's out there, The Very Merry Christmas and More, the Tour 2022. That's with New Song, who've been around a while. They're great. And Francesca Battistelli, who's an amazing Christian singer and artist. So that's going to be this Friday night, December 2nd. So we'll talk to Jeremy in the fourth segment. But I still want to leave the door open for all of you when it comes to Christmas presents that you remember from your childhood. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And just try to remember that. It's kind of fun, right? And I know, we all know now as believers. Hopefully all of us are believers. But the real meaning of Christmas, but it's still fun to think back to your youth when you were a child, little boy, little girl. What kind of presents did you get? Still have time to hear from you. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. What kind of presents do you remember from days gone by? This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, having a little fun today, thinking about Christmas gone by, days gone by. And what kind of presents do you remember getting when you were a little kid? Still love to hear from you and share those memories with us and help us all to have a little Christmas cheer. It's easy to get bogged down in the news of the day and politics and all the other garbage going on. So I like to push away from that table every once in a while. We don't need to be gluttonous when it comes to that. And especially this time of year, have some fun here and there throughout the month of December, which starts tomorrow. And so today, just asking you to call in and share some memories from when you were a child at Christmas and some presents you remember. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. But I mentioned this Friday, December 2nd at Triad Baptist Church, we've got the Very Merry Christmas and More Tour 2022 that features New Song and Francesca Battistelli. So we're excited to be able to talk about that and let you know about that if you're in the Triad area especially. And Jeremy Chandler's calling in to help us get up to speed. Jeremy, Merry Christmas. Thanks for calling, man.
Merry Christmas.
All right, so kind of get us up to date and let us know what's going on here.
We're excited to be hosting the Very Merry Christmas and More Tour with New Song and Francesca Battistelli at Triad Baptist Church in Kernersville. Right. So we're looking forward to that. Tickets available for sale. And we're just excited to have this. It's going to be a great family event.
Yeah, and this is a pretty cool opportunity. And every once in a while, you'll see a church that's able to bring in some big name Christian performers, and like this, like with New Song. Francesca Battistelli's incredibly talented, and just has an amazing voice. So this will be a lot of fun. So what are the ways that people can get tickets? So it's this Friday night. It's in Kernersville, which is kind of in between Winston-Salem and Greensboro. But how do they get tickets?
So you can go to itickets.com or tbcnow.org, which is our church website. But itickets.com is really who's selling the tickets. And they've got a cyber sale going on this week. So I believe it's $5 off per ticket, at least through tomorrow, maybe even through Friday, and that's at itickets.com.
Okay, itickets.com, and you can look that up. And again, that's this Friday night, December 2nd, which is going to be awesome. New Song and Francesca Battistelli. Jeremy, would it be okay? Can I give away a couple of tickets for that?
Hey, I'd love for you to. That'd be great.
All right, awesome. So I've got your email. I'll get that taken care of, and then I'll send that information on to you. But that would be a great blessing, a little early Christmas present. And we appreciate you calling in. And thanks so much for hosting that. It's really great.
Yeah, thank you. It's going to be a great night.
That's so cool. That's awesome. Thanks so much, man. Merry Christmas. Thanks for calling in. And so you can go online, check that out, itickets.com, itickets.com. Or if you're in the Winston-Salem or Greensboro area, Kernersville is right up in that neck of the woods. And so this Friday night, December 2nd, for New Song and Francesca Battistelli, their Christmas tour, if you want to, we'll give away, I think we can give away a couple of tickets. So if you're looking for a great date night, Christmas themed, and you're in that area and you're available this Friday night, just give us a call before the show ends. Just give us a call. All we need is your name and your email address, okay? And then I'll connect you with Jeremy and get you a couple of free tickets, which would be a great blessing. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And when you call in, just say, hey, I'm calling for the tickets, or I'm calling to talk about toys. Okay, one or the other, but still have a few minutes here left in the show and would love to hear from you. What are your memories from Christmas, days gone by, especially when you were a kid? Any presents that you remember, kind of any big momentous things that went on in Christmas? So either call in for the tickets, 866-348-7884 this Friday night in Kernersville for the Christmas concert, or just call in and share some stories from your childhood. What kind of presents you remember getting when you were a little kid? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. I was sharing on Facebook Live and Rumble during the commercial break a lot of fun that I had once our oldest son, who's now 27, but when he was I think he was maybe 3 or 4 or 5, and the first Star Wars prequel came out. Hold on. And all of a sudden, I was able to go back to that incredible little piece of heaven on earth called Toys R Us. Remember those days going to the Toys R Us and how crowded it would be? Now, of course, most of us shop online, and Amazon delivers it a couple days later. But back in the day, going to Toys R Us was just a blast. And I went in there, and the first one had come out, and Phantom Menace, and all of a sudden there's Star Wars toys everywhere, which I had not seen in years, literally about 20 years. And so I'm going through there, and this is cool, and that's cool, and that's so cool. I think Hayden was maybe 4 or 5. And I bought way too many toys. And so Hayden was just loaded down that Christmas with Star Wars toys. And I remember my wife, Gina, she's like, what? He's not old enough for this stuff. I'm like, well, yeah, he will be. But she's like, here, Steve, you don't go buy Christmas presents for yourself. These are supposed to be for Hayden. And then Amelia, our daughter, was like 1 at the time. So she didn't count yet in terms of Christmas presents. But with Hayden, I took advantage of that situation. I'm willing to admit that publicly and just say I went on a Star Wars toy bender. And I've been doing that ever since. There's always something Star Wars involved with the Noble Family Christmas. So that's been kind of a fun thing with our own family to be a part of that. But if you want to call in, still got a couple minutes left. If you want to share, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH, any toys you remember from days gone by. And then one of the things that happened a couple years ago, did you notice this? There's like a different version of Monopoly for every interest group out there. Like there's a North Carolina Monopoly. Somebody bought us a couple years ago the red versus blue Monopoly, which is like Republicans versus Democrats Monopoly, stuff like that. There was that trend, all these different versions of Monopoly. There's NC State versus Chapel Hill Monopoly, right? Stuff like that. So that became an issue. And we always do Noble family gifts on Christmas Eve. Well, we used to buy, this is back in the days when we used to use those things called DVDs. We'd always buy a few DVDs for the family. And then it was games. And then this year, we've changed yet again. So our Christmas Eve present is we're going to get the Christmas-themed Lego sets, and we're going to start building the Christmas village out of Lego because we all love Lego. All four of our kids love Lego. So we're going to do that this Christmas Eve, which will be fun. I got a couple callers on there and trying to get some names so I know who I'm talking to, and we'll go from there. But a lot of great memories there. And it's fun, by the way, with your kids, if you have children or grandchildren, to have this conversation with them face-to-face, talking about Christmas presents you got when you were a wee little lad and different traditions. I think most of us do Christmas kind of differently, and you might do it differently in your family now than you did when you were a little boy or a little girl. And those are fun things to discuss. My kids are always interested. We usually watch. We had a bunch of our old videos converted over to DVDs through Legacy Box a few years ago, and those are a blast. So we have video of our kids doing Christmas when they're like, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And that's just so much fun. And part of me is maybe we shouldn't be so nostalgic. You know, hey, live in the present moment. Christmas, we know the reason for the season. But all those beautiful memories we have and times with our families and times with our kids and times with our own childhood. You know, the scripture tells us that every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. And of course, that's predominantly talking about spiritual things. But there are also gifts that the Lord gives us that are just part of our life. So if you live in a family where you had a mom and a dad, or a mom or a dad, and Christmas was a big deal and there was lots of love and compassion and fun, those memories, those are beautiful memories. Those are blessings. And we have to give the Lord credit for that. So if you have a lot of good Christmas memories, or if you're building them now and making them now, man, praise the Lord for that. Because there's a whole lot of people, even in this country, that don't have great Christmas memories. And coming up in a couple of weeks, Tate Cockrell is a friend of mine, incredible Christian counselor. He's out at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary. And we're going to do a show, and I try to do this every year with Tate, where we talk about the holiday blues. Because I can do a show like this today, and we can have some fun and talk about Christmas stuff. I'll do a few other themed Christmas shows. We'll, of course, do a show about Santa Claus. But he reminded me years ago, he's like, you know, for a lot of people, a significant number of people, and maybe it's you, Thanksgiving, Christmas, is not such a great time of year. It might be the first Christmas you're experiencing without a husband or a wife or a son or a daughter. It might be a Christmas where your family's struggling, your marriage is struggling, financially, you're struggling, you don't have a job. Whatever the case may be, you got a diagnosis. And for you, the Christmas season, and it's almost like people are running their fingernails down a chalkboard. So we'll have Dr. Tate Cockrell in. I think he's going to be in either Tuesday or Wednesday, December 13th or 14th, and we'll do the show with Tate about the Christmas blues, because there are some things that you can do. So we kind of do it from two different perspectives. Tate will talk to you if you're struggling, if you have the holiday blues. He'll talk to you specifically about what you can do to try to get through that and try to make it perhaps not as bad as it is right now. So that's part one. And then part two, the same show, but we turn the tables a little bit. And then he talks to those of us who are, the holiday season's not blue for you. It's green and it's red. And it's joy-filled and it's wonderful and you enjoy it. And then his encouragement to us and his challenge to us is be on the lookout. Be on the lookout for people in your regular daily lives. Maybe it's at work. Maybe it's at church in a small group, whatever the case may be, who don't seem to be as quite as into the Christmas season as you are. And ask them. Talk to them. Hey, how you doing? What's going on? And it's really great content, so I'm looking forward to having Tate Cockrell on the show, Dr. Tate Cockrell, either Tuesday, December 13th or the 14th, talking about the holiday blues. We'll do some other fun shows between now and Christmas Day. And actually, the Thursday, the Theology Thursday, right before Christmas, the 22nd, we pre-recorded that. It's one of the best Theology Thursday shows, especially Christmas theme, that I've ever experienced, talking about the incarnation, the great side of Christmas, as well as the dark side of the Christmas story. theologically. That's awesome. That's coming up on December 22nd. In the meantime, let's enjoy the season as best we can. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.